Welcome to another episode of 8 by Kate. I'm your host, Kate El-Fattah. And today we're going to talk about eight things your business should consider when hiring a web developer or designer. Now, let me just say why I'm having this conversation. I've been doing a lot of 30-minute consultations with business owners. A lot of them are either new, startup, looking for a refresh. That's why they're having conversations with us. And some of them have super outdated websites, and a lot of them have already hired web designers or web developers to update and fix their websites. And a couple of them have shared with me a sense of frustration at times with people that design or develop websites. We are very fortunate here at HRM Consulting that I get to work with an amazing team of designers and developers from all different walks of life and all different experiences and expertise. And I know how frustrating it is. I myself have worked with web designers and developers that just were not a right fit for me. And so I want to share with you eight things today that you should look for or ask or be diligent about when you are thinking about doing a redesign or redo or building a brand new website for your business. The first thing that I would do is when you have someone approach you about building you a new website, or you're on the hunt or search for someone to build your new website, you really want to look at the portfolio and the quality of the work within that portfolio. But even more than that, you want to look for the diversity in design and elements and things that certain websites can do. You want to look at the overall quality, the relevance of their past projects, and sort of like a detective, you're looking for evidence of their ability to create you that visually appealing and functional website that's going to align with your overall aesthetic and also the overall project requirements. I always tell people, like, focus on functionality first. Aesthetics and design pieces can be adjusted later, but you want to first have that groundwork and that layout of functionality. What is it that you need this site to do for you? And once you have that, then you can start leaning into the aesthetic and the overall design look and feel. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, you want to work with someone that has creativity and innovation. So you want to seek a designer who demonstrates creativity and innovation in their work. Design elements, creative solutions to certain design challenges, and also evidence of staying up to date with current design trends. I will say there's been many a times where I've worked with web designers and they are very good and they understand the tools, but they don't understand or they haven't upped their game when it comes to what is the end user's experience supposed to be. And we're going to get into that next, which is number three. Understanding user experience. So it's not about you, the business owner, all the time. It's about the audience that is coming to find you to possibly do business with you. So they should prioritize those needs over everything else. And at times tell you you're wrong. You want someone to say, I know you want it like this, but when the end user comes to this page, you want them to behave like this. So you want someone that's going to really lean into the UX piece, the user experience piece. And that's, you know, intuitive navigation, clear call to actions, seamless user interactions. And this is going to, you know, enhance the overall experience of somebody coming to your website. Number four, communication skills have to be top notch. A lot of times when you're dealing with technical people and very brilliant and smart coders, they're not always great communicators. So either have an understanding of their communication style or if they have a project manager that's working with them on the end of the web development company, that's always helpful too. So almost like a middleman, someone that's going to take what you're saying, explain it to them, they explain to them and bring it back to you in a dumbed down version. But communication skills is really important, and not just talking, but listening and making sure that they're listening and asking questions. If you don't know, if you tell a web designer, this is all you want, and they're like, okay, great, let's get started. Be scared, because they should be asking you questions to clarify pieces. No one's going to be able to explain it perfectly. And someone that's going to articulate their ideas. It's so vital in any type of project. And it's a requirement that we have here and you should have as well for your business. Also, a piece of communication is providing you updates, letting you know, hey, where we are in the process or what may be holding something up. It's all about setting the expectations. And if, as a web designer, they're setting the expectations for you as a business owner, you're more likely to then be, you know, easy to work with. Make sure that they understand what your expectations are as far as check-ins. Do we need to talk every other week to find out, you know, if you have any questions or answer those questions? But that's another piece of the communication skills in my book, is setting expectations and then making sure they're delivering on those expectations for you. Number five, look, these people have to be collaborative. You want a designer that's collaborative and also collaborative maybe with other team members, such as content creators, project managers, things like that. And they should be open to feedback, like, this is great, but I really thought it was going to be this, and then not make a big stink about it. So the people that have a stake in the project, your web developer needs to be able to work with them cohesively. And also, you all need to make sure you have the common goal here, right? Which is to give your users a wonderful experience. That's the end all be all. Number six, attention to detail. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But a repetitive thing that you keep seeing over and over again, where somebody sends you something and it's still not right, or there's things that are misspelled, or they didn't listen to something. But an attention to detail is so important. So, and you can look at that by the accuracy and consistency and precision of a lot of their past work. So you want someone that's going to have a meticulous approach to the design, and they really want to give that attention to every aspect of your website, the layout, the typography, the graphics, you know, everything should be polished. So the attention to detail is super important. Number seven, problem solving skills. I can't tell you how many times I go to my designers. I said, look, this is what I needed to do. I know that you're saying that possibly can't be done, but can you find a way to make it happen in a different way that I can tell the client we can't do this, but we can do that? Bringing solutions, working with someone that can identify a problem and seek solutions. That's the type of designer and web designer and developer you want to work with. Also, somebody that's going to anticipate something because they have that experience. I love working with people that when I start talking about something, they're like, oh, wait, hold on. I've done this before. It didn't work. We had to find a workaround. Or, hey, we noticed that this doesn't work well from an end user perspective. We want to be able to rely on our web designer and developer to tell us when we're going down the wrong road. So problem solving skills and overcoming obstacles when they happen. Look, it always happens in any project, and making sure that designer can either be attentive to solving those problems or work and collaborate with you on solving those problems. And finally, professionalism and reliability. We're in a world where there is a flooded market of a lot of industries, and web designing and developing is one of them. And I've come across several that may not have been super professional or reliable, even where I've had designers go MIA for weeks and I didn't know they were going on vacation and they weren't reliable and I needed something done. And we set those expectations and it wasn't met. Also, the ability to talk or speak with the client or speak with you. So for you as a business owner, you want to make sure that they can speak professionally to you, make sure that you can understand everything. You want to make sure, look for things like, did they come on time to meetings? Are they adhering to deadlines? Are they committed to delivering high quality work and not just deliver something to you because you know you needed to see something? I mean, that's happened to me a ton of times where, I was pushed to the back burner and I had a deadline and they presented something. And in their mind, they're like, hey, we presented something to you, but it wasn't even remotely close to what we were looking for or needed. And they just want to push something out because they sort of kind of forgot about us. And people that communicate proactively, that's a form of professionalism and reliability. People that are able to communicate, hey, I know I said I'd have it to you by Friday, but let's shoot for Monday. We want to make sure it's perfect for you. Those are the sort of professionalism and reliability pieces that I look for. And that should be from start to finish of any project. So those are my 8 things as a business owner you should consider when hiring a web designer or developer. And really, by evaluating your candidates of these 8 things, you'll be able to identify a web designer who not only possesses the technical skills and the creative talent, but embodies professionalism, communication, and a collaborative mindset that's necessary to have a successful partnership within your project. Thank you so much, as always, for joining. And I hope these tips were helpful to you. Go ahead and schedule a free 30-minute strategy call with me at homconsulting.com, where we can kick the tires on all things marketing your business. As always, happy marketing.